Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of October, we will be exploring the topic, Embracing His Assurance. October 16, His Capability. Immediately, the boy's father cried out and said, I do believe, help my unbelief. Mark 9, verse 24. When I was a little girl, my aunt sent me a doll. It was every girl's dream. It had built-in functions. She would move her eyes, suck on her bottle, and do other fascinating things. I loved her. But one day, the mechanism broke down, and I was distraught. My parents told me that they would operate on her. But I couldn't come into the room while the surgery was going on. I believed in my parents' capability to do it, but still was so nervous that I got a skin rash while waiting. When it comes to our beloved children in real life, sometimes our faith seems to fail us. We wonder if God is capable of healing their minds and restoring their souls. Perhaps other people have failed us in the past, and now we hesitate to surrender our children to our Father. This is what happened to the father with the demon-possessed child. When Jesus and his three disciples came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, they found the rest of the disciples with a crowd. Jesus asked them, "What are you discussing with them?" Mark 9, verse 16. A father explained that he had brought his son, who was afflicted by a mute spirit, to the disciples to be healed, but they had not been able to do it. With great anguish, the father related how this spirit had tormented his son since childhood. For a moment, Jesus allowed the evil spirit to display its power in order to highlight the magnitude of the miracle that he was about to perform. The father said to Jesus, "If you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." Mark 9, verse 22. Jesus responded, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." Mark 9, verse 23. At that moment, the father realized that even though he believed, at the same time his faith was lacking, and he cried out, "I do believe, help my unbelief." Mark 9, verse 24. Jesus rebuked the spirit, and it came out. When we believe in him, God's infinite capabilities are set in motion, and nothing is impossible for him. Oh, by the way, my parents did fix my doll. In real life, God is more than capable to save and heal our loved ones. Believe and turn your loved ones over to Him. Trust His capability to save.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins.